Are the clothes we wear killing our planet? Let's talk about it.
Welcome to Tie-Dye Disasters.
Good afternoon. My name is Thuweba, and I'm your host today here on Tie-Dye Disasters. I'm here with Amal and Yahya. How are you feeling today, guys?
I'm doing good.
I'm good, too. How are you?
I'm doing good.
I think the reason why I feel so good is mostly because I get to come on here and learn something new with my favorite host.
Aw, you're too sweet. Okay, let's get started. Yahya, I see you're wearing a tie-dye shirt. Do you know how harmful the chemicals used to make it colorful could be?
I have no idea.
Oh my god, are you guys living under a rock or something?
Whoa. No need to get aggressive, even though what's going on in the fast fashion industry is really irritating.
What exactly is going on in the fast fashion industry? What even is fast fashion?
Fast fashion is when clothes are made, sold, worn, and thrown away really fast.
Is that supposed to be a bad thing or something?
Well, obviously. What could possibly be good about overproduction and consumption? Well, if you look at it from the perspective of producers and consumers, fast fashion is beneficial and helps businesses grow.
How?
It benefits consumers because they get a lot of clothes for cheap prices, and they also have more choices. It also benefits producers because they get resources for less money, and they also improve their businesses.
Then how is fast fashion bad?
Although fast fashion doesn't affect humans as much, it has a big impact on the environment.
Clothes can't harm the environment. That just sounds dumb.
Can you let the host explain?
Thank you. Fast fashion has caused many issues like textile chemicals seeping into the ground and contaminating our groundwater and rivers.
I know it affects the environment, but does it actually affect it that much?
According to James Lamb on keepmassbeautiful.org, the fast fashion industry is responsible for over 20% of global industrial water pollution due to the toxic chemicals used in dyeing and finishing fabrics.
That doesn't really seem like that much. My mom and I go shopping every week, probably like once a week or sometimes maybe two.
It really depends on where you go shopping.
We shop at many places, like H&M, Zara, and Forever 21, but we mostly shop at H&M.
All the stores you just listed use fast fashion techniques. No way, Amal. I'm so sorry to tell you this, but you're contributing to fast fashion.
Oh my god, really? Even if I buy just a couple of clothes each week?
Yeah, even if it's just once a week, it'll eventually pile up and you'll end up throwing away a lot of clothes that are still in good condition. So that means that you're contributing to fast fashion.
Even if I stopped it, it wouldn't really make a difference since I'm just one person.
If everyone keeps that same mentality, how can we make a change?
Man, how about I buy my affordable and cute printed shirts?
I'm not saying you can't buy it, but just try to find a safer alternative.
I mean, it's just colors on our clothes. How bad can it really be?
According to Max Crichton on everywhereapparel.com, the water from dyeing returns to the environment as a toxic chemical soup. The mixture contains leftover dyes such as dispersed, reactive acids, and azo dyes.
Toxic chemical soup? That sounds terrible.
Exactly, and the chemicals don't just disappear. They end up in lakes, rivers, groundwaters, and over time, this damages the ecosystem and the environment.
It's actually really scary. We're just buying clothes without knowing what actually happens.
I never thought a tie-dye shirt could be connected to all of this.
Did you also know that there are 8,000 chemicals commonly used in textile production?
How are there that many chemicals just for clothes?
Different chemicals can be used to make clothes brighter and softer.
So they're making clothes look better but also harming the environment.
Exactly. And fast fashion makes this problem worse because clothes are being produced faster than ever.
That makes sense. The more clothes being produced, the more chemicals being used. I feel like a villain killing our environment.
It's fine. You didn't know, so it's not your fault.
Wait, you mean my shirt is an environmental hazard?
If you put it that way, all of our clothes are.
Wait, what do you mean?
According to greenbusinessbenchmark.org, between the years 1975 to 2018, global textile productions per capita increased from 5.9 kilograms to 13 kilograms per year.
What caused the shift, Noah?
Printed shirts became really trendy in some social media and everyone wanted to buy them. And the clothing produced couldn't really afford to buy safe, expensive dyes, so they would use cheap, toxic ones.
Aren't they harming our earth?
Yes. The fast fashion produces clothes so quickly that companies keep using more and more toxic dyes to keep up with the trends. This means pollution keeps growing unless people start making better choices. It's sad that people aren't educated about this.
It's kind of strange when you think about it. We don't usually connect fashion to water. All we see is color and style.
That's what makes this issue so hidden. Textile chemicals in water do not happen where we can easily see it. It happens in production areas.
So we basically don't see the full picture when we shop.
Yeah, and most people don't really think about this as they shop. So they just continue shopping as if nothing is happening to the environment.
Well, what can I do to stop?
Start by doing some research and try to support brands that use safe dyes.
How do I know what brands to use?
You're so clueless. I actually found the perfect site for environmentally friendly clothes.
Oh, wow. That was quick. What is it?
It's called Cotton.
What's so good about it?
They use organic cotton and their dyes are non-toxic.
So I can still wear my tie-dye shirts?
That's only if you buy from the site.
Since the clothes are good quality, are they affordable?
They aren't really expensive, but they aren't cheap either.
So I'm guessing the sizes are accessible for everyone.
Yes, they have clothes that are extra, extra small and also clothes that are extra, extra big.
Perfect. What's the website's name again?
Cotton, but spelled K-O-T-N, not actually cotton.
Isn't using cotton bad for the environment?
I never thought I would learn on my own podcast. Educate me, Amel.
According to fairplanet.org, the most widely produced fabric is cotton, and cotton uses a lot of water.
If it takes up so much water, why do we use it?
That is because it feels soft on the skin, and it's really comfortable.
Would you say that it's worth the unintended consequences?
Everyone has different opinions, but I would say no because it harms the environment in so many ways. Despite all of this negativity, cotton can also be seen as a good resource.
If it harms the environment, how can it be seen as a good?
To be honest, it's only good for people who have sensitive skin. Plus, it's really affordable.
Oh, that makes sense. Since cotton is using organic cotton, then it's probably more expensive, right?
Yeah, but the clothes are good quality and they last longer.
I just made my first purchase from their website.
Yeah, same.
Okay, guys. Why are you guys trying to take over my podcast? I'm the star of the show.
Since you're the host, tell us what you think of the new site.
I think if you guys talk about it, people will buy it. So what's your plans to make the business grow, guys?
Maybe you should sponsor it on your podcast.
I can post it on my social media.
Ooh, that's smart, since almost everyone's on social media.
What about you, Yahya? What's your plan to promote businesses who use safe dyes?
I can go around my local park and put up flyers.
See, it's not that hard, guys. Look at you guys coming up with ideas.
I'm pretty sure that's the end of our podcast, right?
Yes. We've talked about fast fashion, textile chemicals, cotton, and our solution. So yeah, that brings us to the end of our podcast. Do you guys have any questions for me? Anything you want to say to the listeners?
Yes, actually I do. Stay away from fast fashion. I know it may seem harmless, but it has many hidden costs that are slowly destroying our planet. I strongly advise all of you guys to look deeper into the clothes you are buying and to do a little more research about their brands to make sure that they are using the right practices.
I agree. We should all try to be a little bit more eco-friendly. If there aren't any questions, that's it for today. It was nice having you guys and learning about stuff I had no idea about.
This was fun. Thanks for having us. Bye.
Bye.
Goodbye.